All right, this should be the biggest news story in the country. This was not a gaffe. This was not a glitch. Stephen Miller, one of Trump's closest aides, calmly declared on national television, CNN, that Donald Trump has plenary authority. And he realized what he had said. He went silent and froze. They went to a break. And when they came back, he gave the answer again with no mention of plenary authority. Now, most people don't necessarily know what this means. What this means is unlimited, unchecked power. This is the kind of power a king would have. This is the kind of power a dictator would have, not a president in a democracy. Let's check out the clip and then we will talk about it.
Oregon legal insurrection. Does the administration still plan to abide by that ruling?
Well, the administration filed an appeal this morning with the Ninth Circuit. I would note the administration won an identical case in the Ninth Circuit just a few months ago with respect to the federalizing of the California National Guard. Under Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has plenary authority.
Stephen? Hey, Stephen, can you hear me? Stephen, I apologize. It seems like we're having a technical Oregon legal
issue. We're having a technical issue, but there was no technical issue. That was not a freeze because of a bad connection. He was still blinking. We could hear him. Everybody could hear everybody. The more likely scenario is either Stephen Miller realized by himself or there was someone off camera or somewhere near there going, no. You just said the quiet part out loud. This was not a loud, unhinged rant from Stephen Miller. He did those during this interview. We'll get to those later. This was something that he didn't stumble across, that phrase plenary authority. This is something he believes and he means. And the problem is that that phrase, maybe it's supposed to be rolled out later. Maybe it's for when Trump decides to push some new boundary or wants to deploy regular armed forces against citizens even beyond the limited capacity in which he's done it so far or against a court order. And CNN appears to have helped to bury it. Instead of challenging Miller on this wildly unconstitutional claim, they cut to a break, claimed a technical issue, came back with a do-over. Miller didn't mention plenary authority, and the host didn't mention, hey, before you said plenary authority. I don't know if CNN is protecting Stephen Miller outright. I don't know if it was a moment of the host forgot. I don't know. But Stephen Miller really gave the game away because it exposes what this administration really believes. Trump's power should be absolute. We suspected that's what they believed. We know that that's what Donald Trump wants. And the legacy and corporate media has sort of quietly helped to cover it all up. You don't end up with a full-fledged authoritarian state with tanks in the streets on day one. It starts with stuff like this. An aide says, oh, the president has plenary power. And everybody just kind of shrugs and CNN gives him a redo when he doesn't mention it. And that's it. This is the language that authoritarian leaders have used to justify total control. In 1933, Hitler pushed through the so-called Enabling Act, which said, oh, he needs full power to restore order. And what that meant was that any decision, decree, or law flows directly from him, unchecked by courts, unchecked by the parliament. And that idea is that one person, usually one man, overrides every other institution. And the parallels are really scary. I mean, we don't talk about Hitler often on this program. But what we are talking about is using existing mechanisms like emergency powers and national security laws to dismantle democracy from the inside out. And that's what makes Stephen Miller's statement so dangerous. When plenary authority comes out of the mouth of someone that works for the president, it is a test balloon. This is an insight into what they're thinking about. And it's the same playbook that we've talked about. You normalize the language of dictatorship. you get the media to kind of shrug, or maybe we don't really know what that means. And by the time people realize what's happening, you've hollowed out the rule of law from the inside out. Please make sure that people see this. Everyone you know should understand what just happened. Make sure you like this video. Make sure to share this video, because once plenary authority becomes accepted language, it is way too late.